我们今天开始今天的聚会。
We'll start our worship today.
历代志记上十六章二十三节，全地都要向耶和华歌唱，天天传扬他的救恩。
In First Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 23, sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim His salvation day after day.
在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。
Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all people.
因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上当受敬畏。
For great is the Lord, the most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods.
外邦的神都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造诸天。
For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
有尊荣和威严在他面前，有能力和喜乐在他圣所。
Splendor and majesty are before him, strength and joy in his dwelling place.
民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，都归给耶和华。
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord, glory and strength.
我们一起唱这首你配得至圣尊荣，还请大家起立。 十四章二十七节。
In Gospel John, chapter 14, verse 27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧虑，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid.
一起唱这首主是平安。
We sing together that He is our peace.
Shoot, peace, love. 主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
因为你在十字架上为我们成就了救恩。
Because of the salvation you have accomplished on the cross.
你可以把那天上的平安赐下来。
That you give this heavenly peace to us.
赐给我们这些在世界上但是属乎你的人。
Give to us in the world but belongs to you in heaven.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
主，当我们今天同心站立在你面前的时候，
Lord, when we stand in one heart before you together,
我们要为敏菲来祷告。
We pray for Sister Minfei.
因为你是她的神，你是她的主。
Because you are his God, his Lord.
主，你看护她，就像看护眼中的瞳人一样。
That you will take care of her just like you take care of the pupil in the eye.
当我们同心来仰望你的时候，
That when we ascribe to you,
主啊，我们要来到你的面前来认罪。
Then we come and confess our sin before you.
我们要来承认我们一切的过犯。
We want to confess all our transgression to you.
因为我们常常得罪你。
Because we have offended you very often.
有意无意当中常常与你为敌。
Intentionally or unintentionally, we have been your enemy.
我们常常以己为中心，我们常常爱心不够。
That we are often self-centered and lack of love.
求主耶稣你的宝血再一次来洁净我们。
We ask your blood to cleanse us again.
让我们众肢体真的是同心来向你祈求。
That all the body of Christ can plead before you again.
因为我们与敏菲是在你的身体里面互为肢体。
Because we and Sister Minfei are one body in Christ.
我们应当与他一同受苦。
That we should suffer together.
主，就让我们真的是有一个祷告的心来真的是托住我们的姐妹。
So that we have this heart of prayer and use our prayer to sustain our sister.
托住这个家庭。
To sustain the family.
求主你在天上，你施恩，你垂听。
That you are in heaven, that you will give blessings and you hear our prayer.
想到圣经上说，以利亚是与我们一样性情的人。
We think about the Bible say Elisha is just the same nature with us.
主，你怎么样把祷告的信心赐给以利亚？求你也同样赐给我们。
The same way you give the heart of prayer to Elisha, you give this heart of prayer to us.
想到以利亚灰心的时候，你怎么样借着天使来安慰他？求你也同样来安慰我们的姐妹。
We remember that when the Elisha is disappointed, how you send angels to comfort him. That we ask here, you also send angels to comfort us.
我们求你大能的手来护庇他。
That we ask your mighty hands to cover her.
成为你孩子的高台，成为他的山寨。
That you will become his fortress, become her fortress.
当他全心依靠你的时候，就得着力量。
That when she relies you entirely of her heart, that she can gain strength.
我们恳求主，你为敏菲所需要治疗的一切，你来开道路。
We ask you to open the roads for all the healing process.
我们同心的仰望你。
We ascribe to you in one heart.
因为我们知道你是施恩的神。
Because we know you are a Lord that loves to give blessings.
你也是全能的神。
You are Almighty God.
你是乐意听我们祷告的神。
Are you pleased to hear our prayer?
我们恳求你带领。
We pray for your guidance.
主，我们也为今天我们在你面前的聚集向你求恩。
God, we also ask you to give us blessing in this meeting.
求你使用你的仆人保罗牧师。
So that you will use your servant, Pastor Paul Abb.
能够把你的信息传达到我们的心里面。
So that he can deliver the message into our hearts.
主，我们也为着这个学期将近期末，为所有的学生来祷告。
We also pray for the students for the semester end.
让他们在各样的功课、学业、考试当中，也是全心的来仰望你。
So that for all their academic affairs and exams, they can all totally rely on you.
他们可以经历到你真的是凡事带领我们的神。
They can experience that you lead us in everything we do.
主我们也为着啊徐牧师师母他们去加州的行程求你赐平安。
We also remember Pastor, she's traveled to California.
与我们今天的聚会再次与我们同在。
Be with us together in this worship.
让我们有一个能听的耳朵。
Give us a ear that can hear.
能领受你话语的心。
So that we can accept the message from you.
我们诚心仰望祈求，奉耶稣的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我们高兴在上个主日的时候
we are very glad last Sunday,
杨柳青姐妹受洗归入主的名下
Sister Liu Qing has been baptized to the Lord's name.
不过因为上礼拜的行程比较紧
But because we have a very tight schedule last Sunday,
就杨柳青姐妹的 testimony, 的见证在今天会给我们
So that she will give her testimony today.
所以我们欢迎杨柳青姐妹
各位兄弟姐妹们好
Good morning to you, brothers and sisters.
我很感谢主让我在这么短的时间内就经历了他的爱和他的信实
I thank the Lord in the short time I've experienced his truth and his love.
我感谢主让我一来到康奈尔身边就有那么多基督徒朋友关心我帮助我
I thank the Lord when I come to your Cornell campus. There are many brothers and sisters to be accompanied with me and love me.
室友之遥从一开始就一直帮助我解开心中的各种疑惑。
My roommate 室友 has helped me to answer many of my questions.
平时生活中他所散发出的作为一名基督徒的喜乐也常常让我羡慕。
And the way that she been beaming out of this Christian joy has also very much moved me.
就越发的吸引我去认识主。
So that this has attracted me to know the Lord.
后来身边兄弟姐妹们的分享
And through many sharings of brothers and sisters.
每周固定的查经和主日崇拜的信息
That every week I go to the fellowship and the worship.
都让我很有启发和感动
This has been a good revelation and the movement to me.
周围兄弟姐妹们因着信所赐的平安喜乐
All this peace and joy the brothers and sisters show.
还有圣经里让人不得不折服的道理
and the truth in the Bible that has convinced me
让我觉得这就是我一直想要追求的信仰
I found that this is something that I've seen for a long time
感谢赞美主耶稣
We thanks and praise our Lord Jesus
因为得他如此的恩待
because of his blessing
其实自从几个月前转学到康奈尔这边
Actually, after my transfer to Cornell several months ago,
从语言到学习生活，处处都碰到很多困难。
From language to and living, there are many troubles in my life.
以前我还抱怨过主。
Before I had complained to the Lord.
现在我回过头来看，才明白，其实这一次次经历都有主耶稣的恩典在里面。
Now when I look back, I see all my suffering have His grace upon me.
这些经历让我能够摒弃骄傲来认识他给我得救的机会
And this experience has made me forsake my pride so that I can know him
是他牵着我在一次次困难的克服中成长起来
See, it's he himself that lead me through all these growth process
经历他的信实并且让我在以后的日子里即使是在遇到困难也能因着主喜乐的度过
To experience his faithfulness so that in all the future difficulties, I can rely on him to pass through.
我感谢主这样带领我成长。
I thank the Lord to help me grow.
以前的我胆小怕黑。
Before, I was very much afraid of the dark.
因为害怕都不敢面对有邪灵存在的事实。
Because I'm afraid that the reality of ghosts.
但自从认识了主耶稣以后，我渐渐克服了自己二十年来都没有跨过去的难关。
But then, when I after know the Lord, I have been able to overcome my weakness for all these 20 years.
每当一个人害怕的时候，就会想着主耶稣和我同在。
When I feel afraid, I understand that Jesus is with me.
他是得胜的王，我是他的羔羊。必得他的看顾。
He's a victorious king, and I'm his sheep, so I can be taken care of by him.
越这样想就感觉心中越有力量，在黑暗中行走的脚步也会越发坚定。
Then I feel the strength in my heart and I can walk in the dark.
以前的我自以为善。
Before I think of myself is good.
觉得凡事只要对得起自己的良心就可以。
I think that I only have to be responsible to my own conscience.
但人的良心在这个标准在罪恶的世界是善变的。
But then our conscience in this society can change very often.
某天刚给自己下定决心，将来要学会本事，帮助穷苦的人们。
One day I make a resolution that I'm going to help the poor.
次日却面对街头乞讨的残疾人而不愿施舍。
And then the next day I met a beggar, I refused to give him anything.
因为觉得他们是骗子，幕后有人的指使。
Because I feel that they may be liars and they may be controlled by some gain.
他们身体那么明显的残缺都没有动摇我那刚硬的心。
And all their handicap did not move my heart.
我还觉得自己那样想是对的。
I think how I think about it is right.
这就是以自己的良心为标准的人生，是自以为是的扭曲的人生。
And this is my distorted, self-centered conscience.
当认识了主耶稣以后
After I know Jesus,
当领受了他爱人如己的诫命后
When I understand the truth of love one another as yourself,
才发现自己的罪是那样深重
That I have found how deep is my sin,
自己的良心的标准是那么不堪一击
That my standard of conscience is, cannot sustain any attack.
我承认了自己是个罪人
I know I am a sinner.
而且大大的感激和赞美主给我们立下的标杆。
And then I thank for the goal that God has set for me.
让我们在这罪恶的世界里，因着向着标杆直跑，不致沉沦。
So that we can walk towards the goal in this simple world without being sinking down.
感谢主，在我们还是个罪人的时候，就替我们死在十字架上。
I thank the Lord Jesus has died on the cross for me, even when I was a sinner.
他无限的慈爱也从此显明了。
His infinite love has been revealed to me.
觉知后我也忧虑过愁苦过。
After my conversions, I actually have feel sorrowful.
我觉得自己不配，还做不到完全交托。
I feel that I myself is unworthy and I cannot dedicate myself.
感谢主，最后让我放下了这些忧虑。
I thank the Lord that at last I'll be able to put down my worries.
虽然我现在还不敢说自己能够无时无刻都完全交托给主。
But even now I cannot say that I can rely on the Lord totally all the time.
但我不为此忧虑。
But I'm not worried about it.
我愿意顺服下来，慢慢学习。
Because I'm willing to submit myself and learn continuously.
在主的带领下成长。
Under His guidance to grow.
愿意以受洗表明跟随他的决心。
I'm willing to use the baptism to show my resolution.
愿意他来改造我这个罪人，成为全新的人。
So that He can change me, sinner, to become, to follow Him.
我就像在土里被浇灌了甘露的种子一样。
I'm just like a seed that has been rinsed by this good water.
最终都要破土发芽。
And then I'm going to bud and grow.
为什么不早早出来享受阳光的洗礼，得到更加美好的养分，在神的保守下快快长大呢？
Why not just budding earlier and receive the blessing of the sunlight and can be growing him?
感谢主耶稣，愿所有荣耀都归于你。Amen.
I thank Jesus and may all the glory be to him.
接下来是起印的时间。我们请诸位弟兄带领我们起印。
那是responsive reading，诸位弟兄。
今天起印的经文在马可福音第十二章三十八到四十四节。
The passage of the responsive reading is in Gospel Mark chapter 12, verse 38 to 44.
也就是我们教会圣经新约部分第八十八页。
In your New Testament, in the Church Bible, it's page 88.
下面由我来读双数节，请大家回应单数节。我们最后一节，请大家一起读。
I'll read the even verse, and you respond with the odd verse. And for the last verse, let's read all together.
耶稣在教训之间说，你们要防备文士，他们好穿长衣游行，喜爱人在街市上问他们的安，
又喜爱对他们的高挂为宴席上的首座。
他们侵吞寡妇的家产，假意做很长的祷告，这些人要受更重的刑罚。
看众人怎样投钱入库，有好些财主把你投得过干净。
有一个寡妇，穷寡妇来往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。因为他们都是自己有余，拿出来投在里面，但这寡妇是自己不足，把他一切养生的都投上。感谢神的话语。
Lord for his words.
接下来是奉献的时间。
Now is worshiping offering.
我们请那个中文查经班的师班先到前面来。
We have the brothers and sisters from the Chinese Bible study come forward.
今天奉献是基督徒所应尽的义务。
The offering is the obligation for Christians.
如果你不是基督徒，也不明了奉献的意义。
If you are not a Christian and don't understand the meaning of offering,
当奉献袋传到你手上的时候，请恭敬的传给下一位。
When the offering bag was passed to you, just pass it on.
我们在奉献时候唱首诗歌是寻找。
The offering time will sing a hymn for seeking.
Thank you.
些中文查经班所献的诗。我们请志宏姐妹帮我们为奉献做祷告。
我 ask you to join us in prayer. Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你每天丰富的供应。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your daily abundant providence.
感谢你赐给我们奉献的权柄和能力。
You give us this power and the ability to offer.
施比受更为有福。
You said that it is better to give than to receive.
我们真的是从你那里接受了这么多的爱。
From you that we have received so much love.
主啊，就祈求你天天就是提醒我们，真的是要把这个爱传出去。
That you remind us every day that we can proclaim this love to all the people.
真的就是来荣耀你。
To really glorify you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
接下来是读经的时间。
Now it's worship in scripture reading.
我们今天要读经的经文在马可福音第十章三十五节。
Our scripture reading today is in Gospel Mark chapter 10 verse 35.
马可福音十章三十五节。
Mark 10:35.
马可福音第十章三十五节。西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰近前来对耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。”耶稣说：“要我给你们做什么？”他们说：“是我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”耶稣说：“你们不知道所求的是什么？我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？”他们说：“我们能。”耶稣说：“我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受，只是坐在我的左右不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的就赐给谁。”四十一节。那十个门徒听见就恼怒雅各、约翰。耶稣叫他们来，对他们说：“你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就必众人的仆人。”四十五节。因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。谢谢神的话。我们请爱宝牧师带今天的信息。
我们请 Pastor Moab keep the message there.
If you were going to define leadership in one word, what would it be? John Maxwell is an author and motivational speaker.
John Maxwell 是一个他是一个很有说服力的一个演说家。
He defines leadership in this way.
他这样子来说领袖。
Leadership is influence.
他说一个领导就是有影响力。
Many of you came to Cornell University because you wanted to become a great leader.
很多人你们来到康奈尔是因为你们想成为一个领导者。
You want to become very influential.
你希望成为有影响力的人。
You want to make a big impact on your country.
你希望对你的国家有一个冲击。
Your workplace.
对你的工作环境。
Your church.
对你的教会。
And your family.
对你的家庭。
You're not satisfied with mediocrity, so you're working hard to become great.
你对这个平庸你实在并不能够得到满足，所以你希望能够努力工作来成为一个伟大的人。
According to the Bible, it's admirable to want to become great.
根据圣经是你要成为一个伟大的人是值得称赞的。
Jesus said that to whom much is given, much is expected.
耶稣说多给谁就向谁多要。
In other words, God has given you much.
也就是说神给你许多。
If you really think about it, he's given you the opportunity to be in one of the most prosperous countries in the history of mankind.
如果你仔细想一想，你是住在一个人类有史以来一个最繁荣的社会。
He's given the opportunity to many of you to be in to attend one of the most prestigious universities in the world. It's quite likely that he has given you more intelligence than the average person. But God not only wants you to fulfill your potential, He expects you to fulfill your potential. He expects you to become very influential. He expects you to be a great leader. But the question is how? How can you become a great leader? How can you rise above the level of mediocrity and become great? How can you make the biggest impact upon this world while you're still alive? Some would say that you need to study your hardest so that you can become the smartest person possible. Others would say you need to hang out with powerful people so that you can become the most powerful person possible. Other people would say that you need to invest your money wisely so that you can become the richest person possible. And it is true that God can use our intellect, our power, and our money to help you to become a great leader. But the truth is that you could become the smartest, richest, and most powerful person, and yet still not be a great leader. Instead, the greatness of your leadership depends upon what your objective is as a leader. In other words, you can be the most talented leader in the world, but if you are pursuing the wrong goals, then you are a failure as a leader. As Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? It would be like the fastest man in the world running as fast as he can, but losing the race because instead of running counterclockwise around the track, he ran clockwise. So what should our objective as a leader be? What purpose will transform us to becoming leaders of greatness? Jesus answers that question in Mark chapter 10, verses 42-45. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentile lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
耶稣说你们知道外邦有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣操权管住他们，就是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
In this passage, Jesus is telling us that if we want to become great leaders, we need to choose between two different styles of leadership. One type of leadership is the leadership of Gentiles. The other style of leadership is the leadership of Jesus. who are the Gentiles and what is their leadership style?
外邦人是什么呢?
The word Gentile literally means a person who is not a Jew.
外邦人在原意里面就是不是犹太人。And
when Jesus declared that the disciples would have to choose between the way of the Gentiles and the way of Jesus, most Gentiles at that time did not believe in the God of the Bible.
耶稣在那边说，外邦人跟耶稣的领导方式的时候，门徒们听的是知道，那时候外邦人绝大部分都不信神。
So to put it in modern terms, we could say that the leadership style of the Gentiles is the leadership style of non-Christians.
也就是在现在的语言来说，这个外邦人的领导方式就是非基督徒的领导方式。
The objective of Gentile leadership is self-fulfillment.
在外邦人的领导方式，也就是一个自我为中心的领导方式。
Their focus is on their own desires, and they do not care very much about the needs of other people.
是如何来贯彻自己的意志，而不是来关心他周遭的人。
In other words, they use people to fulfill their own desires.
也就是他们用其他人来贯彻自己的意志。
Their philosophy is, everybody has a right to my own opinion.
他们的哲学是说，每个人都可以用我的意见的权利。
In other words, we can all be happy as long as you do things my way.
也就是说，你可以高兴做一件事情，只要能够听我的话去做。The
Gentile leader expects other people to serve him and to make sacrifices for him.
外邦人的领导者希望众人能够服侍他，为他做牺牲。And
since he is a leader, he feels no obligation to serve the needs of other people, and he doesn't make sacrifices for them unless he looks at his service and his sacrifice as a way to manipulate people to get what he wants out of them.
在外邦的领导者，他们因为自我中心的关系，他们并没有觉得需要去服侍或是为他的其他人牺牲，除非他用这个方式来操纵别人对他的看法。Have
you adopted the objectives of a Gentile leader?
你有没有用一个外邦人领导的方式呢？
Is your focus more upon yourself than upon others?
你所专注的是你自己还是别人的？
Are you more concerned about your own needs than about the needs of other people?
你比较关心的是你自己的需要还是别人的需要？
If so, Jesus is saying that no matter how gifted you are as a leader, you are still not a great leader.
所以耶稣在那边说，即使你非常有领导的天分。
You're like the fastest man in the world running clockwise around the racetrack. You might look impressive, but you're running fast in the wrong direction. So, if you want to become a great leader, don't adopt the leadership style of the Gentile leaders.
在一个好的领导者，他们并不是用外邦人领导的方式。
Instead, adopt the leadership objective of Jesus.
而是以耶稣设立领导者的目标来领导。
According to Mark chapter 10 verses 43 through 45, the objective of Jesus' leadership is servanthood.
根据马可福音10章43节到45节所说的，耶稣的领导方式就是成为一个仆人。
In other words, if you adopt the leadership style of Jesus Christ, you're going to become more concerned about the needs of the people you influence than you will be about your own needs and desires.
也就是说，你用耶稣的领导方式的时候，你会对别人的需要有更多的，比对自己的需要有更多的敏感。
According to verse 45, Jesus set an example as a servant leader by doing two different things.
这边所说他是做两件不同的事情。First,
he led a lifestyle of serving others.
第一个是他是有一个仆人的生活方式。Christ's
lifestyle is characterized by compassion.
基督的生活方式是充满了怜悯。He
healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and cast out demons.
他医病，使瞎眼看见，赶鬼。He
touched the lepers before they were healed. He stuck up for the oppressed, and he befriended the lonely.
他触摸那个打麻风的，是为受欺压的深渊，也为那些被社会所拒绝的人，成为他们的朋友。
And only a few hours before he would die, he would kneel down and wash the feet of those people who would either abandon him or even betray him.
甚至在他定期家之前的前一夜，还为他那些将要背叛他的人为他们洗脚。
Do you live a lifestyle of serving others?
你是否过了一个仆人的生活方式呢？
Who did you serve last week?
你在上礼拜有没有服侍过任何人呢？
Did you serve in your community?
你在你的社区里面是否有做服务呢？
Did you serve in this church?
你在这个教会有服务吗？
Did you serve in your family?
你在你的家里面有服务吗？
If you can't think of anybody that you served during this past week, it's probably pretty good evidence that you are not yet a great leader.
如果你想不出来你上礼拜服侍过谁，那可能说你不是一个好的领导者。
So how can you develop a lifestyle of serving others?
我们如何能够发展我们这个仆人的生活方式呢？
I think we should do two different things.
我们应该做两件不同的事情。
First, we should volunteer for some organization where we can use our gifts, our talents, our personality on a consistent basis.
第一个，我们应该在一个我们可以志愿服侍的地方，用我们的恩赐，用我们的才干来做一个长久的服侍。
Obviously, you can do that here at First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church.
很显然，可以在我们这个教会来做这样的服侍。
There are opportunities to serve in the children's ministry, the youth ministry, worship ministry, snow shoveling ministry, and many other opportunities are out there.
可以在儿童主日学、青少年、青少年崇拜，或是儿童崇拜的服饰，甚至柴犬的服饰，你可以有很多不同的方式来服饰。
On the other hand, you could also serve outside of the church in some sort of campus organization or some charitable organization here in Ithaca. For example, you can join groups that help out the hungry, the unwed mothers, the troubled youth, or other underprivileged people.
你可以在这个社区里面来服侍那些饥饿的人，会不会妈妈，或是一些其他需要帮助的人。
One of the advantages of serving within the non-Christian community is that you have a chance to share the love of Jesus Christ and earn the right to share your faith with other people.
在教会之外的机构来服侍有个好处，也就是我们可以在其中来见证神的爱，有机会让我们能够赢取他们的信任跟权利，来向他们告诉这个福音的好消息。
First, you share your love, then you share your faith.
你先去分享你的爱，然后进去分享你的信仰。
As the saying goes, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
可是有一句话是说，别人并不在乎你知道什么，直到他们知道你在乎。
I think another thing that we can do to develop a lifestyle of serving others is to develop the mindset of a servant.
另外一方面，我们需要来发展一个成为仆人的心态。
If you go to a clothing store, what is the first question that a salesperson asks you? May I help you? This is the question that we should ask. Not necessarily out loud to every person. But I think that within our mind, when we meet with different people throughout the day, we can ask ourselves, how can I help this person? What practical thing can I do right now to make this person's life better? How can I help this person reach her potential? What can I do to help this person become the person that God created her to be? According to verse 45, the other thing that Jesus did to set an example as a servant leader is that he gave his life as a ransom for many.
在第45节, 这边所说耶稣另外一个服侍人的态度是他舍命做多人的主家。
In other words, the ultimate example of how Jesus showed that he was a servant leader is that he died on the cross for each and every one of us for our sins.
也就是说耶稣成为仆人的一个最终的方式, 也就是他为我们的罪钉死在每一个人的罪钉死在十字架上。
The Bible indicates that the wages of sin is death.
在圣经上说,那罪的工价乃是死。
So when Jesus died on the cross, he paid the punishment so that we would not have to go to hell.
当耶稣死在十字架上的时候,他付了我们进地狱的工价,于是我们可以不用灭,我们不至灭亡。
But it's only if we accept his free gift of eternal life.
但这只有是我们愿意接受这个宝贵无价的礼物。
Have you received the gift of eternal life?
你有接受到这永生的礼物吗?
It's Christmas time. It's time to receive that gift.
现在你的时候,
you can receive that gift by admitting that you are a sinner. That you have disobeyed God's commandments.
你从前不顺服神的诫命。
And by believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for that self-centeredness.
知道神为我们的自我中心而钉死在十字架上。
And that he rose again to give you eternal life.
他复活给我们重生的生命。
If you're at the point where you're ready to become a Christian, I encourage you to talk to Pastor Xu or to one of the Christian leaders of this church or even to me. And we would be glad to help you pray and to put your faith in Jesus Christ and receive that gift of eternal life.
如果你已经预备好要成为相信耶稣基督，我鼓励你能够跟神牧师或是你教会领导者或是跟艾宝牧师，能够让我们一起来祷告，帮助你祷告，能够来真正成为一个基督徒。
As servant leaders, we also should live a lifestyle of sacrifice just like Jesus did.
我们也应该像耶稣成为一个有牺牲方式的一个生活。
We only serve when it's convenient, or when it's fun, or when it doesn't cost too much. We will never become a great leader.
如果我们只是在一些很方便的时候，或是也代价并不太高的时候做一些牺牲，我们并不是一个好的领导者。
Great leaders will continue to serve even if it means the ultimate sacrifice.
在好的领导者是在需要做很大的牺牲的时候，他仍然能够坚持。
A few years ago, an ethnic group in Congo celebrated the 100th anniversary of missionaries coming to that part of the Congo.
在几年前有一个刚果这个国家，他们在有一个福音进入刚果的百年的庆典。
They celebrated from sunrise until sunset with fantastic food, with speeches, music, and parties.
他们从日出到日落有很多的食物，有很多的音乐、跳舞来庆祝。
At the end of the celebration, a very old man said, can I stand up and say something to everybody?
在庆典结束之前，有一个老年人起来说，我可不可以来说一些话？
He came up and said, there's something I know that no one else knows, and I'm going to die.
有一件事情是只有我知道的，可是我马上就要死去了。If
I don't tell you this, then I will take this to the grave with me.
如果我不告诉你们这件事情，那我就要把它带进坟墓里了。
100 years ago, when the missionaries came,
100年前当宣教士来到我们中间的时候,
our people had never heard of their God or their book and had never seen anybody who had looked like them.
100年前当他们进入我们中间的时候，我们并不知道他们所传的福音，并没有念过他们的圣经，也不知道他们做事的方式。
Our people didn't know whether to believe what they said or not.
我们的那些我们的群众不知道是否应该相信他们所说的。
So our leaders came together and we conspired, and they conspired to come up with a test to find out about the credibility of these newcomers.
所以我们的那时候的领导者就聚集，我们就计划了一个阴谋，要设计一个事情，来试试看他们所说的事情是不是真的。
The test was they would poison one of them and then see how the other people reacted.
这个计划就是他们要下毒，杀死他们中间一个人，让他们看他们的反应，他们的反应是什么。
And then one day, one of the missionary's daughters got really sick.
所以有一天，那个宣教士的女儿就病得很厉害。
The preschooler's parents thought that it was just some ordinary illness.
那个父母以为只是一个寻常的疾病。
They tried everything to heal her, but finally she died.
他们用了很多的方式来医治这个小女孩，但是小女孩还是过世了。
A few weeks later, a husband of one of the missionaries died.
在几个礼拜以后，有一个丈夫也有一个宣教士的丈夫也过世了。
Then the wife of the third couple got sick and she died.
在第三对夫妻的一个太太也得病过世了。
And even though different members of the different missionaries' family kept on getting sick and kept on dying, the survivors always kept on serving.
但即使在这个团队里面有许多的人陆续将死去，但剩下的人还是继续的服侍当地的人。
And finally, the last missionary died.
在最后的一个宣教士也死了。
And then the people from that ethnic group decided that the missionary's message must be true.
所以那一族的人又聚集，他们说他们所传的一定是真理。
It was then, the old man said, that they decided to follow Jesus.
也就是他们那个时候才决定要来跟从耶稣。
See, those missionaries in Africa followed in the footsteps of the servant leader who gave his life as a ransom for many.
这些去非洲的宣教士，他们跟随耶稣的脚步，舍命做多人的赎价。
One time, an aspiring saint asked Mother Teresa, "How can I be like you?"
有一天，有一个很受人尊崇的主教，他问德兰莎修女说，我可以怎么样能够像你？Her
answer was simple.
德兰莎修女的回答非常简单。Find
your Calcutta.
找到你的加尔各答。
Find your Calcutta.
找到你服侍的地方，就是德兰莎服侍的地方，印度的城市加尔各答。Now,
I don't know exactly what Mother Teresa meant by that advice.
我并不太确定德兰莎修女那时候给的确切的建议是什么。
But I think she may have meant something like this.
但我想她的意思可能是这样。Find
somebody, find a group of people that desperately need your talents and your love.
找到一群人是你可以充分发挥你的天赋跟你的爱的地方。
And then sacrificially serve them.
然后牺牲你自己，然后在这个地方服侍。
There's a young woman in our English congregation whose major is in fashion design.
在英文崇拜里面有一个姐妹，她是学服装设计的。
She only knows a handful of Christians in all of her major.
在她的专业里面只有很少的基督徒。
When she came in as a freshman, she was turned off by the immoral behavior and by the liberal philosophy of her classmates.
在大一，她当大一的学生的时候，她为她班上那些很不道德的一些生活方式，她感觉非常沮丧。
So she basically isolated herself from her classmates and she hung out with Christians who had other majors instead.
所以她就孤立她自己，她只跟那些其他专业的基督徒在一起。
But later she sensed that God had called her to be a positive influence upon the people in her major.
后来她发觉神感动她，要能够来对她的专业的人们有一个正面的影响。
He wanted her to be a Christian influence to the fashion design college students.
他要对那些学服装设计的学生们 能够有一个影响。
And so she began to make friends with her classmates.
所以她跟她的同学们开始做朋友。
She loved them unconditionally, and yet she maintained her Christian standards.
她无条件的爱他们，但她却维持了她自己做基督徒的标准。
When the opportunity arose, she would share the love of Jesus and the message of salvation with them.
当机会来了，她也向他们传讲耶稣基督的救恩。
And during this past semester, she's brought several of her friends to our English congregation events.
在过去的一个学期里面，她带了很多她的同学来到英文崇拜里。
Now she is graduating from college and she's heading off to a career in fashion design where she will be a Christian servant leader in the midst of an overwhelmingly secular environment.
她即将要毕业进入这个服装设计的行业里面，这个行业里面是有非常非常多世俗的影响。
This young woman found her Calcutta at Cornell.
这位年轻的姐妹，她找到了她的加尔各答。
And she will soon find her new Calcutta in the fashion design industry.
她也将在进入这个服装设计界里面，她一个新的加尔各答。
Where is your Calcutta?
你的加尔各答在哪里？
For some of you, your Calcutta may be Calcutta.
对。你们中间一部分来说，可能你的加尔各答就是在真正在印度加尔各答这个地方。
Or it may be a remote village in western China.
或者在中国西部一个遥远的村落里面。
You see, God may be calling you to serve among the poorest of the poor.
神可能要你去那些最穷的人中间来服侍。
And if so, that is a noble task.
这可能这是一个高贵的服侍。
But for some of you, your Calcutta may be a skyscraper in downtown Shanghai, working amongst millionaires.
对你们其中另外一部分人来说，可能你的加尔各答是在上海的摩天大楼里面与那些百万富翁一起工作。
For some of you, your Calcutta may be to continue to serve in a small college town in upstate New York.
对。另外一部分来说，可能你的加尔各答就是在纽约上周的一个校园里面来服侍。
For some of you, it may your Calcutta may to be to work in anonymity as a homemaker in your tiny apartment.
也许对有些人来说，你的加尔各答是在一个家里面做一个无名的一个服侍的人。
But wherever your Calcutta is, sacrificially serve the people that God has put.In your life.
但无论你的家人在哪里，你要来为神，就是牺牲的来对他人做服侍。
That's the way to become a great leader.
这是成为一个好的领导者的方式。
谢谢艾宝牧师的信息。
Thank you for the message from Pastor Paul.
接下来我们请王牧师。请准备圣餐的弟兄姐妹。
We'll have the brother and sister serving the Lord's table come forward and have Pastor Wong to lead us in the Lord's table.
I would like to
share with you before I start. This is my testimony. Friday, I have gone through some physical therapy, my exercise.
We went to do some physical therapy, just for our health, also a doctor told us to do.
The physical therapy is something for my health, and if my doctor suggests me to do it.
但是我们实际做的时候，我们常常很看重哪个时间，一分钟都不肯放松。
Then when we go for my when I go for my physical therapy, I look at the time very carefully. I will not let go even just 1 minute.
星期五来一次做的就我做了五架的那个运动的机器五座。
On Friday, I have tried 5 instruments for my physical therapy.
一点都没有做的困难。
At that time, I don't feel difficult at all.
但是回到家去不行了。
When I go home, I cannot stand it.
他说要倒下了，连吃饭的力量都没有。
I don't even have the strength to feed myself.
这里一个弟兄要了我星期六，要了好几次的了，大概几个月前了，要给我治脚趾。
So what, on Saturday, there's a brother has made appointments several months ago to eat with me.
这次不能去怎么办？
But if I cannot go this time, how much should I do?
我说师母可以代表。
I think my wife can be my representative.
我说多吃一点代表我吃。
So that she can eat more to represent me.
虽然弟兄真的就来了，睡一点差不多就来了。我说师母你去了，我不能去。
So the brother came at 11 in the morning, so I asked my wife to go, I cannot go.
我的背弯说不能吃，脚也不能站。
I cannot bow down, I cannot even stand on my feet.
我说明天是星期六，可以休息一天。这就是星期六和星期两一天。
So I think that Saturday is the day of rest.
我说礼拜天的聚会我就不会来的了。
So I say that I will not come to the Sunday worship.
但是我不肯将这个事情放在心里边。
But I cannot let my heart dwell upon it.
五线弟兄打电话去找人来带我的刘伟姊妹来带我。
So Brother Wuxian has asked Liu Wei to take me to church.
我都不知道这个事情。
I actually don't know about it.
到了差不多礼拜六晚上的，师母告诉我明天王文超弟兄同的太太会来接我。
So Saturday night, my wife told me that the Wen Chao and his wife will come and take me to church tomorrow.
那是很奇怪。睡了一个晚上，到今天早上起来，一点毛病都没有。
Very strange. After a whole night's sleep, I feel.
腰部也是直直的。
I can stand straight.
脚也站得稳稳的。
I can stay stably.
所以我就没有说我不能去，我就让刘伟姊妹跟她先生来带我们来。
So they have asked the Liu Wei and Wen Chao to take me.
感谢神，每遇到一件的事情。有神美好的安排，不会错误的。
So for everything that God has His good arrangement, He never made mistakes.
所以今天能够站在弟兄姊妹的面前，做出这一个小小的见证，也感谢神。
I thank the Lord that I can give this small testimony before you.
今天的圣餐主餐。我们就常常会知道每一个月首月星期我们就有个圣餐的崇拜。
That every first Sunday of the month we have been practicing this the Lord's table.
今天我不要占大家的时间。
Today I will not occupy much time.
求主今天借着一首诗歌一张的圣经对大家讲话。
So the Lord will use one hymn and one chapter in the Bible to speak to you.
不是人的话。
It's not the words of man.
我们一起来听主的话。
Let's listen to the words from God together.
126首。
Your hymn book, number 126.
这首诗歌来到中国翻译了中文，比我还大了四年。
This song has been translated into Chinese 10 years older than me.
这首诗歌一个冯牧师 从美国回来，代表这个师傅师傅本翻出来，是刚好跟我的年岁，他大了是，他就100年了，那个
师傅。The pastor Bowen 100 years ago took this thing back with him and translated.
每一次在圣餐的时候，我都喜欢要唱。
Every time he, during the communion, I would love to sing this song.
我喜欢唱，不是代表我的心在喜欢。
It is not only my heart that's liking this song.
唱到真真，眼泪都会流出来。
Many times my tear runs.
如果我们听到主的话说，我曾舍命为你。
When we hear the Lord say, I gave my life for you.
你弟兄姊妹晓得知道，信主的声音问我们，就说我们今天圣餐在主人面前所要接受的他的话语，126首。
That's actually the Lord speaking to you through this hymn.
大家关
注一下，
看到第
1:1-4。
Oh,
我们今天你这些一张圣经是在以赛亚书第53章全章，都要请三弟兄慢慢的给我们念出来，大家留心的听。
We'll read Isaiah chapter 53, the whole chapter. I'll read in Chinese if you can follow through and meditate the words. Isaiah 53章第一节，我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分无误。因为他将命倾倒，以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
我们一同来祷告，求主安静我们的心，叫我们今天思想在主的面前，我们要领受他的身体以及他的宝血，成为我们的生命，成为我们的力量。
And we will pray and meditate before him, that we will think about that this is his body and his blood to, for our salvations, that these will become our life and our strength.
亲爱的主，感谢你的恩典，因为你拣选了我们做你的孩子。
Lord, we thank for your grace because you have called us to be your children.
今天我们来到主你的圣殿，我们要崇拜你，要听你的话语。
That we come into this holy temple, we would like to see you, to listen to you.
主啊，求你的圣灵帮助我们。
That your Holy Spirit will help us.
不是叫人看见圣殿的话语。
Not only to see the words in the Bible.
他们要看见在我们的身上有没有活出来圣经的话语。
But that, whether we live out the words in the Bible.
主啊，今天好多人很有相信你，我们家中的亲戚朋友弟兄姊妹都还没有认识主耶稣。
Lord, there are still many people who don't know you, even including our brothers and sisters and our relatives in our families.
主啊，是因为我们不能有好的见证。
Lord, this may be because that we do not have a good testimony in front of them.
叫我们的生活能够与圣经打成一片。
So that our life is consistent with the words in the Bible.
主啊，这天这天我们的爱心。
God please encourage our love.
坚固我们的信心。
Solidify our faith.
让我们的信心能够坚固，又能够影响在我们周围的没有相信主的人。
So that our faith can be strengthened to make an impact to people among us.
我们要交托我们的身心灵在主的全能的手中。
We give our whole body, soul, and spirit into the Lord Almighty's hands.
求主与我们同在。
The Lord be with us.
奉救主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In our Savior Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, 大家。再看一段的圣经，哥林多前书是一章。
We'll read another passage in the Bible. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书是一章23-26节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-26.
还是简单的中文念出来。
I'll read that you can follow in the Bible.哥林多前书第十一章二十三节，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他。
主耶稣的身体为我们擘开。
Lord's body broken for us。
今天我们一同来领受这个圣餐。
Today we will receive the communion together。
就是我们要从主那里得到他的生命。
So that we can get his life from the Lord。
因为主耶稣说
Because the Lord Jesus said
我是生命的粮
I'm the bread of life
他拿起这个饼来对他们徒弟说你们都拿着来吃
He raised up the bread and said eat it
为着要纪念我
In remembrance of me
是主耶稣亲自对门徒说的
This is the Lord saying personally to the disciples.
然后主耶稣拿起杯来
And then he take the cup.
祝谢了
The blessings.
也分给门徒众人来接受
And distribute among the disciples.
这个杯就是父杯
This is the cup of blessing.
里面装满了主要赐给我们的福气。
It's full of the grace that God wants to give to us.
杯中的福分就是主在家里的人才能领受到的。
And this cup is shared among within the family.
感谢神，我们是他家中的儿女。
Thank the Lord, we are the children in his family.
我们一同诚心来祷告。
Let's pray earnestly together.
无所不能的上帝我们的天父为要救赎我们曾发大慈悲使独生圣子耶稣基督在十字架上受死、
Almighty God that you have sent your son to us to die for us on the cross
基督在十字架上献上己身为世人做完完全全的
That you have, that Jesus has died on the cross and dedicated totally himself, become the sacrifice for everyone. That you have washed away all the sins of the world. He established his communion.
在福音书中吩咐我们常常奉行。
In the gospel that has remembered us to observe this often.
纪念他的受死是等到他再降临的时候。
That we remember his death until he comes again.
现在我们恭敬恳求慈悲的天父。
Now we humbly ask our loving Heavenly Father.
应允我们的祷告。
Answer our prayer.
赐恩给我们。
Give blessings to us.
使我们能遵守圣子救主耶稣基督的命令。
So that we can follow our Savior Lord Jesus Christ's command.
纪念他的受死遇害。
Remember his death and his suffering.
领受主所赐的这饼和杯。
Take the bread and cup.
就是领受他的身体以保全。
That we receive his body and his blood.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
At the night that he was betrayed.
拿起饼来。
Took bread.
祝谢了。
Given thanks.
就说你们拿着吃。
And said, this is my body.
这是我的身体为你。舍弃的。
This is my body, which is for you.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后耶稣又拿起杯来。
And after supper, he took the cup.
祝谢了，对这他们说。
Give thanks and saying.
你们都要喝。
Take this cup.
这杯是我历经又是血为你们和众人。免罪流的。
This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it.
你们每逢喝的时候。
Whenever you drink it.
要如此行。
Do this.
为的是纪念我。
In remembrance of me.
感谢主，阿门。说这是他的身体为我们舍去的时候，我们领受的时候要怎么感恩的心？现在我要请满昌弟兄对着饼来祷告。
我 ask 满昌弟兄请 prayer。
第一个 ，Heavenly Father，
亲爱的天父
，We come to your table today。
我们今天来到你饼杯的面前。
partake this bread.
我们一起来分这饼。
It reminds us your unconditional love.
让我们来纪念你对我们无条件的爱。
We thank you for sending your beloved Son Jesus Christ to the world.
我们感谢你赐你的爱子耶稣来到这世界。
He died for our sin.
为我们的罪而死。
And so our sin is forgiven.
所以我们的罪得赦免。
We can be your precious children.
所以我们可以成为你宝贵的儿女。
With this bread in our hand,
在我们手中的饼
we ask you come to our heart.
我们求你进入我们的心
cleanse us,
洁净我们
cover our sin,
遮盖我们的过犯
strength our faith,
增强我们的信心
give us a humble heart,
让我们有一个有信心
change us.Day by day,
让我们每一天都能够得到改变。
So we can be more and more like your Son Jesus Christ.
所以我们能够渐渐成为你爱子耶稣基督的样式。
We pray in Jesus Christ.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
请大家站起来。
Please stand. Please be seated.
饭后，主耶稣再拿起杯来说：“这个是我预先要的血，为你们流出来，使罪得赦的。”
After supper, he took a cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
我们拿着用感恩的心来感谢主，诚意来领受。
We partake it. We partake it with the heart of thanksgiving.
我们唱这一首诗歌126首，从第一节慢慢的唱下去。
Sing the hymn again from verse one.
Thank you.
身边每一位为我们祷告。
I want ask Abby to lead us in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们谢谢你设立这个圣餐，让我们能够纪念你。
We thank you for establishing this communion so that we can remember you.
当我们拿这个杯的时候。
And when we take this cup.
我们感谢你为了我们。你愿意走上十字架。
We thank you that you willingly take on the road to the cross.
流的宝血来洗净我们的罪。
That your blood has cleansed our sin.
让我们能够与父神和好。
So that we can be reunited with our heavenly Father.
我们是你重价买回来的。
That you have paid a great price for us.
耶稣，真是求你帮助我们。
Lord, that you help us.
让我们能够成为你的儿女。
So that we can become your children.
我们在这里要特别为身体有病痛、软弱的弟兄姐妹祷告。
We especially pray for the brothers and sisters in sickness.
耶稣，真是求你医治的大能来医治我们。
We ask your healing power to heal us.
让我们软弱的身体能够借着你刚强起来。
So that our weak body can be strengthened by your power.
帮助我们弟兄姊妹能够彼此相爱。
So that our brothers and sisters can love one another.
让众人能够认出我们是你的门徒。
So that everyone can know that we are your disciples.
主啊，我们真是愿意把这个爱分享给更多的人。
That we are willing to share this love to more people.
真是帮助我们每天都能够与你亲近。
That every day we can be close to you.
能够为你做见证。
That we can witness for you.
当我们要领受这个杯的时候，也求你再次来审查我们。
When we take this cup, let us all examine ourselves.
让我们能够愿意来归向你。
So that we are willing to ascribe to you.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们诚心一同来领受这个杯，存感谢的心。请坐，
谢谢。
我们再看第三、第四两节。杯子从两边重开。
我们因为时间稍微超过一点点，我们有没有，我们要还是要欢迎新来的朋友，有没有第一次来到我们当中新来的朋友？
Okay, any new friends among us?
可以请你起立，然后简单介绍一下你的姓名跟你来的地点。
You stand and tell us your names and where you come from.
有吗？新朋友吗？
Any new friends?
好，没有。那我要简单的报告两个事项。第一个就是，就是外传道等一下在午餐过后会有一个胜利之旅的分享，就是大约在1:25在 House of，就在这个会堂里面有一个胜利之旅的分享。
Okay, two announcements. After lunch, Minister Wang will share about her Holy Land experience. Right here.1:30.
那另外还有一个就是为了凯森跟敏菲，就是一个三餐进食祷告的志愿表。
We have a fasting prayer for 敏菲。
那就是希望就是这里面大概有30个空格，希望都有人可以填写。
There are 30 empty cells that you can fill in your names.
那每个空格不限一个人。
The one cell you can have many people on it.
就这样，然后这个会在外面的桌上，然后大家可以自由填写。有没有补充报告的
？The supplemental offering by Joseph.
This sign says our hope will last forever, Jesus. So
这个标志上说，这是耶稣基督是我们永远的盼望。
This would be something that if you want, you can put on your window or outside your house.
就是你可以放在你家一个窗户的上面。
It's a good way to celebrate Christmas.
这是一个来庆祝圣诞节的好方式。
This is given to us by community faith partners.
这是
community faith partners.
他所给我们教会的。
Yeah, they are a Christian organization. They do a lot of like ministry, like visiting prisoners and so on.
这是一个基督徒机构，他们对很多的监狱或是一些地方有做探访的工作。
So they said that if you want one, just let me know, and I'll bring it to they'll give it to me. Bring it to church to next Sunday.
所以你告诉我的话，你需要，我可以在下礼拜带给你们。
Okay, thank you.
请王牧师帮我们读三英颂。大家起立一起唱三英颂。
先打上了。
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱以及圣灵的交通与引导，保守我们从今天直到主耶稣基督再回来。阿们。请坐。
在今天会后有简便的午餐，然后请大家有福起来享用。那我们
simple lunch after service, please stay and enjoy the lunch.
我们一起为午餐做祷祈祷。
Let's say grace together.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你今天带领给我们一起有聚集的时间。
Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for our gathering time today.
谢谢拜宝牧师跟王牧师的分享。
We thank for the sharing from Pastor Ed and Pastor Wang.
也请洁净我们的食物。是让我们灵魂体都可以健壮。
Cleanse our food so that we can be strengthened in our body.
我们将祷告祈求奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
那默祷以后上。
You can be dismissed after silent meditation.